人生道路上需要有一个重要的内容。
Each of our lives should have meaningful content.
啊，这个内容就是亲近神。
And this meaning is to draw closer to God.
啊，为了要亲近神，我们要先认识神。
In order to draw closer to God, we must first come to know Him.
我们可以用几个不同的方法来认识神。
There are different ways to get to know God.
啊，其中的一个方法就是去看神的作为。
One way to know God is to see His creation.
啊，神的作为，神所做的事情，可以在这个自然界里头。
God's works can be found in nature.
啊，所以有时候我们去啊观察一下我们的周遭，我们会发现神的伟大、神的奇妙、神的爱。
When we observe our surroundings, we will find God's mightiness, His love, and His power.
那神所做的事情，更是会表现在人的生活里头。
God's works are also manifested in the life of man.
啊，所以今天我们听了弟兄姐妹的见证，这可以帮助我们认识神。
When we listen to the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, this can also help us to get to know God.
啊，因为从他们的见证里头，我们可以听见、看见神的作为。
In their testimony, we can see and hear the works of God.
那圣经里头也记载着很多这个啊敬拜神的人。
The Bible also records the accounts of people who worship God.
那查考这些人物，我们也可以看到神在他们身上的作为。
By studying their stories, we can also observe how God worked in their lives.
啊，所以我们查考圣经的人物一个主。很重要的目的就是帮助我们去认识神。
One important goal of studying these characters in the Bible is to come to know God.
啊，比如说有些人物在他们身上啊有一些神啊奇妙的作为，我们常称它为神迹。
For example, we may find special events that happen in the lives of these Bible characters, and we call these events miracles.
那也常常我们看到，因为神的作为是如何来改变一个人。改变他的人生。
We see how God's work can transform a person's life.
所以我们在查考人物，我们的目的不是来，来批评他们或论断他们，我们是要从他们身上来看到神的作为。
When we're studying these people, it is not to criticize or to judge them, but rather to understand how God worked in their lives.
我们最近的查经是在查创世纪。
Our recent Bible studies have been revolving around the book of Genesis.
创世纪里头有几个主要的人物。
There are some key characters in the book of Genesis.
其中有一个就是雅各。
One of them was Jacob.
那我们对雅各一般来讲也都相当的熟悉。
We are quite familiar with this person, Jacob.
雅各他是双胞胎，他是弟弟，哥哥叫以扫。
Jacob was a younger twin, and his older brother was called Esau.
这一对双胞胎他们长相、他们的外表、他们的个性是全然的不同。
These twins had different appearance and different personalities.
这个父母亲呢爸爸喜爱哥哥以扫妈妈比较喜爱这个弟弟雅各。
The father favored the older brother Esau, while the mother favored the younger son, which was Jacob.
我们人在生活当中对其他的人本来就有那个比较喜欢或者比较不喜欢。
In our own lives, we will also find that we will favor one person over another.
这个是一种天性但是有时候我们也需要留意。
This may be human nature, but we must also be cautious.
比如说在家庭里头，父母亲对儿女。就要在这件事情上面要节制一点。
For example, in the home, parents must be careful in their attitudes towards their children.
那雅各是弟弟，但是呢，他得到长子的名分，他也得到长子的祝福。
Jacob was the younger son, but he was able to obtain the firstborn's birthright and his blessing.
我们可以从两方面来看。
We can examine this from two aspects.
第一个比较正面的就是雅各，他很看重这个长子的名分跟长子的祝福。
From a positive aspect, we can conclude that Jacob truly value the importance of the birthright.
在我们生活当中总是有一些很重要的人或者事情。
In our lives, we also have important people or things.
那对这些重要的有些人呢，他却忽略了。
But some people will neglect these important people or things.
那一个聪明的人啊，既然是重要的，应该看重。
Someone who is wise will know what is important and will place value on it.
常常重要也代表着机会。
Importance also brings with it opportunity.
所以如果忽略了那个重要的人或者事情，就是我们坐失机会。
If we overlook something that is important or someone that is important, then that means we have lost this opportunity.
那我们在查考当中，我们发现说，雅各这样看重，他也真的得着了长子的名分，长子的祝福。
When we see how Jacob valued this importance of the birthright, he was able to receive this birthright and this blessing.
但是他所用的方法，这个过程呢，常常是我们大多数的人觉得说。是值得商榷的。
And Harvard,
就是说需要去不是很赞同他的做法。
However, most of us will disagree with his method of obtaining this birthright and blessing.
的确这也是我们人很容易犯的这个错误或者缺点。
This is also a common human shortcoming.
我们会用错误的方法来做对的事，要做对的事情。
We use the wrong method to do the right action.
雅各他看重长子的名分跟祝福，这个是对的。
It was right for Jacob to value the importance of the firstborn's birthright and blessing.
他为了达到这个目标，他所用的方法却是值得我们来做商量的。
But we should examine the method that he used to obtain this blessing and birthright.
那因为他用了不对的方法所以呢，这个不对总是会带来一些人所没有去预料得到的结果。
Because he used the incorrect method, there were some bad results.
第一个就是他必须要离开他的家，离开他的故乡。
The first negative result was that he had to depart from his homeland.
他必须要离开那一个很爱他的妈妈。
He had to leave behind this mother who loved him.
而且是妈妈叫他说你离开。
Actually, it was his mother who told him to depart.
妈妈很舍不得，但是这也是妈妈的爱，妈妈的考虑。
Even though his mother would not have wanted him to leave, but it was out of her love that she told him to leave.
我们请看。创世纪二十七章。
Let us refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 27.
创世纪二十七章。
Genesis chapter 27.
四十三节。
Verse 43.
利百加这个做妈妈的对儿子说：“现在我儿，你要听我的话，起来，逃往哈兰，我哥哥拉班那里去。”
Rebecca said, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran."
有危险才要用这个逃跑的这样的字眼。
It was because there was danger that she used this term flee.
因为妈妈觉得这雅各他会有生命的危险。
Rebecca believed that his life would be in danger.
所以逃到远的地方。到一个妈妈认为安全的地方去躲起来。
She told him to flee to a distant place where he would be safe, where he could hide.
所以这个做妈妈的所想到的就是他自己的哥哥。
The mother thought of her own older brother.
就到你的 uncle, 到你的舅舅家里去。
She told him to go to his uncle's home.
那这个做妈妈的他做如何的打算呢？
What plans did this mother have?
四十四节。
Verse 44.
说同你舅舅住些日子，只等你哥哥的怒气消了。
And stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away.
原来那个对雅各造成生命威胁的是雅各的双胞胎的哥哥。
The danger came from Jacob's twin brother Esau.
人在愤怒当中常常会做错事情。
In our fury, we will often make mistakes.
那这个做哥哥的 对弟弟啊非常的这个生气。
The older brother Esau was very angry against his younger brother Jacob.
啊，所以妈妈说，你就到远远的去，等哥哥消了他的气。
The mother told Jacob to go far away until his older brother's fury would turn away.
啊，那妈妈的意思就是说，这是暂时的。
The mother's thought was that this would be temporary.
啊，等哥哥不再生气了，啊，我就通知你，你就可以回来。
Once Esau's anger had passed, she would notify him so he could come back.
啊，但是这个做妈妈的以为只是短暂的离开。
The mother thought that this was only going to be a temporary thing.
啊，事实上这一去就是二十年。
But when Jacob left, he was gone for 20 years.
啊，这个做妈妈的再也没有看到她最爱的这个儿子。
This mother was never again able to see her beloved son.
啊，所以人所想的、人所打算的，跟事实常常会有一段的距离。
There is often a distance between our plans and reality.
啊，雅各离开故乡这二十年里头，啊，他有很多的努力，很多的奋斗。
In the 20 years that Jacob was away from his homeland, he had to work very hard and had to overcome many things.
啊，那也照着他父亲的祝福，啊，他真的变得很丰盛。
According to his father's blessing, he prospered.
啊，当你在别的地方你成功了，你很自然的会想到我要回家。
When you have success in a distant land, very naturally you will want to go home.
带着我的成功回到故乡。
To bring your prosperity back to your homeland.
啊，带着我的财富回到故乡。
To bring your wealth back to your homeland.
啊，更何况雅各已经离开故乡二十年。
This was also the case for Jacob, who had been gone from his homeland for 20 years.
啊，他真的很想回家。
He really wanted to return home.
啊，但是另外一个事实摆在眼前，就是他心中有害怕。
But the truth was that he was afraid.
他怕他的，他还是怕他的哥哥。
He was still afraid of his older brother.
因为对他的哥哥来讲，雅各是欺骗了他。
The older brother had been deceived by Jacob.
那雅各他被这个惧怕来占有了他。
Jacob was trapped by this fear.
在我们生活当中，有时候我们也会被忧虑、惧怕来占有我们。
In our lives, we are also sometimes trapped by worry.
所以这个不是只是雅各的问题，这是我们大家的问题。
This is not only Jacob's problem, but it is a common human problem.
那到底害怕会带来什么后果？
What are some of the results of fear?
啊，如果后果是这么的不好，这么的不好，我们真的需要害怕吗
？If the results are negative, then should we really be afraid？
哦，那如何才能够不害怕
？How can we overcome our fear？
啊，这拜神的目的之一啊，就是要让我们没有忧虑，没有害怕。
One goal of worshiping God is to not have fear or worry。
哦，这个没有害怕，其实也是神给我们的一个很宝贵、很重要的应许之一。
This overcoming of fear is also a promise that comes from God.
但是常常不留意当中，我们就忘记了神给我们的应许。
However, oftentimes we will unintentionally forget this promise that has come from God.
所以我们用雅各来做我们的提醒。
We will use the story of Jacob as a reminder.
在生活当中，不要有那些不必要的惧怕。
In our lives, we should not have these unnecessary fears.
好，我们请看创世纪三十二章。
Let us refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 32.
三十二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 7.
雅各就甚惧怕，而且愁烦，便把他便把那与他同在的人口和羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队。
So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and herds, and camels, into two companies.
惧怕就会带来愁烦、忧愁。
Jacob's fear brought him worries.
这时候的雅各他正是往故乡的路上前进。
Jacob was headed towards his homeland.
但是应该是很高兴的，但是他心中充满着烦恼。
He should have been very happy to go home, but he was full of fear and worry.
其实他可能很早就想要回故乡。
It is possible that he wanted to return home a long time ago.
但是他一直没有采取行动。
But he did not act upon this urge.
他只是心里想着、渴慕着要回家。
He only had this longing to return home.
虽然他已经很富足了。
Even though he was very wealthy and prosperous.
但是在这个富足当中，因为有害怕，这成为他的一个他的一个苦。
The fear became a suffering for him in the midst of his prosperity.
是的，他是有神的祝福。
He did have God's blessing.
但是看起来，因为他自己的一些作为，让这个祝福并不够完全。
But because of his own actions, it kept these blessings from being complete.
怎样的祝福才是所谓完全的？
What type of blessing is complete?
请看箴言第十章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
箴言第十章二十二节，旧约圣经七百七十六页。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
二十二节，神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
有时候我们会想说，这个是神的祝福吗？
Sometimes we may ask ourselves, is this God's blessing?
其实很多事情是的，是神的祝福，是神的带领。
Many things are by the guidance and blessing of God.
但是常常这当中，我们所要去检讨的是，这个祝福是不是够完全？
But what we should study is whether this blessing is complete.
因为有时候我们人会代替神。
Because sometimes we as humans will put ourselves in the place of God.
因为我们很多时候会用错的方法要来做对的事情。
Often we will use the wrong methods to do the right thing.
照说这里说这一节经节说，神使人富足是不会加上忧虑的。
According to this verse, when God gives one wealth, He will not add sorrow to it.
那人自己制造出来的富足就有一个很大的缺点，常常会有一个副产品，就是忧虑。
A byproduct of a man-made wealth is worry.
所以这个害怕的第一个缺点呢，就是让人的富足当中有那个不完美的地方。
The first result of fear is that in the midst of prosperity, there will be sorrow.
那我们再来看雅各的害怕，又如何的影响到他的这种属灵信仰的生活。
Now we'll examine how Jacob's fear affected his spiritual life.
我们请看创世纪三十二章。
Let's read to Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章第九节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 9.
第九节，雅各说：“主，神，我主亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你。”
Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you.'"
本来雅各渴慕回家，但是他犹豫着不敢采取行动。
Jacob had longed to go home, but he was afraid to act upon this longing.
那现在他正在走向回家的道路。
Now he was on his journey home.
为什么？因为神告诉他你回去。
Why was he returning home? It was because God had told him to.
第十节。
Verse 10.
雅各说：“你向仆人所施的这一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前只有拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队。”
I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies.
啊，真的雅各啊，从没有变成很富足，在这二十年里头。
Jacob had gone from having nothing to having everything within his 20 years.
啊，十一节。
11.
求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。
Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children.
啊，前面雅各才在感谢神，因为他看见，他体验到神在他身上的作为。
Jacob had just been thanking God for the works of God in his life.
啊，我一根手杖过约旦河，现在我要回家，我成为两队。
I crossed the Jordan River with one staff, and now I return with two companies.
哦，所以雅各他实在是看见神，摸到神。
Jacob had seen and touched God.
啊，但是十一节呢？啊，他在求救，因为他害怕。
But in verse 11, we see that he was afraid, so he asked for help.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
For you said, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
哦，这几节经节我们读起来仔细的想一下呢，觉得雅各这一个人怎么这么矛盾？
When we study these few verses, we will find that Jacob is a very confusing character.
哦，神亲自告诉他说，你回去，我跟你同在。
God himself told Jacob,Go home and I will be with you.
在这二十年里头，他也实在看到神在他生活里头的恩典作为。
In these 20 years, he had also observed the works and the blessings of God in his life.
神照着起初对他的应许，一一的都实现了。
God had brought each of his promises to reality.
我们请看创世纪二十八章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章十五节。
Genesis chapter 28, verse 15.
神对雅各说：“我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。”
God said to Jacob, "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you."
在这二十年当中，雅各所遭遇到一件最困难的事情，就是这个舅舅对他的这种刻薄不公平。
In these 20 years, one of the trials that Jacob had faced was that his uncle had been unfair to him.
看起来雅各好像没有什么力量来反抗或者反击。
It looked as if Jacob did not have the strength.To oppose his uncle.
因为他是来寄居在他的舅舅家里。
He wasn't able to oppose his uncle because he lived in his uncle's home.
在他有危险的时候，他的舅舅收留了他。
In his time of danger, he was received by his uncle.
他的舅舅怎么对待他，他好像也没有什么理由好来争论。
Regardless of how his uncle treated him, he could not oppose him.
但他为什么能够度过这二十年？
Why was Jacob able to endure for 20 years?
虽然遇到这么一个不公平的老板，但是他还是拥有很多。
Even though he had such an unfair boss, he still gained very much.
因为神照着他的应许，照着他的承诺，都实行出来了。
He was able to endure because God acted according to his promise and his blessing.
这个十五节神对雅各说，无论你往哪里去，我必保佑你。
In verse 15, God had said to him, wherever you go, I will keep you.
无论你在哪里，你遭遇了什么事情，我是你的神。
Wherever you go and whatever you face, I will be your God.
那全能的神用他的恩典来跟你同在。来保护你。
The Almighty God's grace will be with you and will protect you.
神跟他说，我总不会离弃你。
God said, I will not leave you.
无论你在什么情况，我也在那里。
In whatever circumstance you are in, I will be there.
所以这些都是一路以来雅各他亲眼看见，他亲自的体验。
Jacob had seen all of this with his own eyes and had experienced it himself.
好，我们请看创世纪三十 31章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 31.
31章十二节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 12.
最后一句话。
The last section.
神说，凡拉班向你所做的，我都看见了。
I have seen all that Laban is doing to you.
照着神所说的，我不离弃你，我永远跟你同在。
According to God's word, he had said, I will be with you always.
拉班对雅怎么对待雅各，可能很多人都没有看见，都不知道。
Maybe most people did not know or had not seen what Laban had done to Jacob.
尤其他故乡的父母亲。
Especially his parents back at home would not have known how Laban was treating Jacob.
但是这里神说，凡是拉班向你所做的，我都看见了。
But here God has said that he has seen what Laban had done to Jacob.
我们再看到31章的42节。
Let's refer to chapter 31, verse 42.
42节，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
这个拉班对雅各说啊，我有能力让你空手的离开。
Laban had said that he had the power to send Jacob away empty-handed.
但是神是雅各的保护。
But God was Jacob's protection.
所以神向拉班显现，责备拉班。
God will manifest himself to Laban and rebuked him.
好，我们看31章的29节。
Let's refer to chapter 31, verse 29.
这拉班说，我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。
It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad.
神亲自出面来阻止拉班想要做的事情。
God himself came to block what Laban was going to do.
所以拉班他就不敢对雅各来采取什么行动。
As a result, Laban was unwilling to do anything against Jacob.
那这个就是在眼前所发生的事情。
These are what Jacob had seen himself.
那现在的雅各他在害怕说可能哥哥会杀害他。
But now Jacob was afraid that his older brother Esau would harm him.
所以这个害怕常常跟我们的信心互相成为矛盾。
This fear is in conflict with our faith.
这看起来是很不合逻辑的。
This is illogical.
有这么多的体验，应该是有信心的。
If we have so many experiences, then we should have faith.
雅各也的确相信神的存在。
Jacob believed in the existence of God.
但是现在因为害怕，就让他变成一个不合逻辑的人。
But because Jacob was afraid, he became illogical.
所以害怕跟信心，它是没有办法共存的。
Fear is contrary and mutually exclusive with faith.
那因为雅各的害怕，所以第三件事情就影响了他对他的财务的处理。
Jacob's fear also affected his financial management.
我们请看创世纪32章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 32.
这时候雅各听说他的哥哥带着400个人迎向他来。
Jacob heard that his brother was bringing 400 people and coming towards him.
他害怕，所以他就想很多，所以他就要采取一些行动。
Jacob was afraid and he had to make some plans.
第一个，他把他的家人把他分成两队。
First of all, he divided his family into two companies.
13节。
Verse 13.
当夜雅各在那里住宿，就从他所有的物中拿礼物要送给他哥哥以扫。
So he lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother.
如果我们继续读下去我们可以看到说雅各的这个礼物是很多很重的。
If we continue reading, we will find that Jacob's gifts were many.
这是他二十年辛辛苦苦所累积的。
These were accumulated over 20 years of hard labor.
本来对哥哥慷慨，这个也是应该的。很 generous.
It was natural for him to be generous to his older brother.
但是雅各在这里是因为害怕。
But Jacob gave these gifts because of his fear.
他因为害怕，所以他把很多的财物准备要送给哥哥。
Because Jacob was afraid, he prepared many gifts for his brother.
再怎么样，这个都是他辛辛苦苦所累积的。
These presents were all accumulated with his own toil and labor.
现在就因为害怕，就好像很大方的让一大部分的财产就出去了。
But because of his fear, it looked as if he was very generous and he was giving away a big portion of his wealth.
所以为什么害怕这么不好？
Why is fear so bad?
因为害怕也常常会让我们对我们的财物没有做最好的应用。
Fear makes us unable to make the best decisions about our resources.
能够没有害怕我们才能够把我们的财物做最好的处理。
If we are not afraid, then we will be able to manage our finances better.
好，我们请参考马可福音十四章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14.
马可福音十四章第六节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？”他在我身上做的是一件美事。
But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me."
这个是在主耶稣被抓之前有一个玛利亚她用香膏来膏主耶稣。
Before Jesus was taken away, Mary came to anoint him.
这个是当时还没有出嫁的女孩子可能他们所拥有的。最贵重的东西。
This oil that she used to anoint was used by unmarried women, and this was their greatest possession.
这个玛利亚她没有害怕所以呢，她做了一件美事。
Mary had no fear, and she did this beautiful work.
虽然这个香膏很贵重但是几乎是每一个女孩子都有。
Even though this oil was very expensive, it was commonly possessed by the young women.
但是只有玛利亚，她做了这件美事。
However, only Mary did this beautiful thing.
因为可以预先的知道，一定有人对这件事情是有所质疑的，会责备的。
And we can imagine that there will be those who would oppose her action.
当我们在做一件事情的时候，我们常常会想到别人的反应可能会怎样。
Before we do something, we will often think what other people's reaction will be.
所以当玛利亚做这个事情的时候，有人就对她生气。
When Mary did this beautiful work, somebody was angry at her.
这个第五节说，这个香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
And verse 5 says it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they criticize her sharply.
预先知道有人会责备的。
She must have known that there would be those who would criticize her.
所以应该是可能有其他的女孩子，她们因为害怕别人的责备，所以她们不敢做这一件美事。
There may have been other young women who were afraid of other people's criticism and they were unwilling to do this beautiful work.
那这个玛利亚因为她没有害怕，所以她对她的财物能够有一个最好的处理。
Because Mary was not afraid, she was able to make the best decision about her possessions.
你想想看，有多少人曾经被主耶稣这样称赞过，你做的是一件美事。
Let us think to ourselves how many people have been praised by Jesus and have been told you have done a beautiful work.
我想我们很多人能够想到的就是玛利亚，主耶稣对她说：“你在我身上做的是一件美事。”
The only person we can think of is this Mary that Jesus praised her, saying, "You have done a good work for me."
在现实的生活里头，是的，其实财物能够做很多的美事。
In real life, we know that possessions can do many good works.
那我们有没有用我们的财物去做美事呢？
Do we use our possessions to do good works?
啊，这跟我们心中有没有害怕是有直接的关系。
This has a direct relationship with whether or not we have fear in our hearts.
啊，再来，雅各的害怕也影响到他的家庭生活。
Jacob's fear also affected his family life.
请看创世纪三十三章。
Let us refer to Genesis chapter 33.
创世纪三十三章第一节。
Genesis chapter 33, verse 1.
雅各举目观看，见以扫来了，后头跟着四百人，他就把孩子分开，交给利亚、拉结和两个使女。
Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there Esau was coming.And with him were 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants.
第二节，并且叫两个使女和他们的孩子在前头，利亚和他的孩子在后头，拉结和约瑟在近后头。
Two, and he put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last.
第三节，他自己在他们前头过去，一连七次俯伏在地，才就近他哥哥。
Three, then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother.
烦恼不会让害怕的事情不会来到。
Worry does not prevent fearful events from happening.
要来的事情他终于来了。
Events will occur.
雅各他必终于要跟他的哥哥见面。
Jacob finally met his brother Esau.
这时候那个害怕还是存在，甚至更严重。
Jacob's fear not only remained but got stronger.
在害怕当中，这是他的举动。
In his fear, he acted accordingly.
如果我们是他的家庭成员，
If we were members of Jacob's household,
如果你不是拉结，不是约瑟，
IfYou were not Rachel or Joseph.
你会怎么想？
Then what would you think?
一样是人，为什么这样子不同的对待？
You think we are all people. Why is he treating us differently?
难道我的生命就比较不值钱吗？
Is my life less worthy?
我还是同一个家庭里头的一份子。
I am also a member of this family.
那为什么这样子来差别的来对待我？
Why are you treating each of us differently?
所以这个害怕让这个雅各啊分化了他的家庭。
This fear made Jacob divide his household.
害怕常常会带来不需要的那一种压力跟争执。
Fear will bring unnecessary pressure and division.
害怕常常会带来那种不必要的冲突。
Fear will bring unnecessary conflict.
所以尤其我们做父母亲的，我们要让孩子看到的是信心，不是害怕。
As parents, we should show our children faith, not fear.
尤其在家庭里头，那个偏心的话是几乎一辈子不会让人忘记。
If we show favoritism in the home, this will not be forgotten by the children for their whole lives.
所以我们做父母亲的，我们常常留意着，我要让儿女看到的是信心，不是害怕。
Therefore, as parents, let us be cautious and remind ourselves that we should show our faith, not a fear, to our children.
害怕不会带来正面的教育。
Fear will not bring a positive education.
这对兄弟很紧张的，终于要见面了。
These brothers were about to meet.
可能以扫并不紧张，但是雅各非常的紧张。
Esau might not have been nervous, but Jacob was very anxious.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项，与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了。
But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him and they wept.
啊，我们终于可以松了一口气。
Now we can finally take a breath.
这一对兄弟，他们是互相拥抱，他们都哭了。
These brothers embraced one another and wept.
那我们也就恍然大悟，雅各那么多的害怕，需要吗？
We can realize whether it was necessary for Jacob to have so many fears.
其实他是不需要那样子害怕的。
No, these fears were unnecessary.
那为什么他害怕？
Then why was he afraid?
因为他过去所做的事情。
He was afraid because of what he had done in the past.
所以真的，我们在做事情的时候，常常要退后一步，想一想，才去做。
Before we act, we should take a moment to step back, think about it, and then act.
雅各为什么害怕？
Why was Jacob afraid?
他的信心应该是还不够完全。
It was because his faith was not complete.
雅各会这样子，难道我们就不会吗？
If this happened to Jacob, wouldn't it happen to us?
想想看，在我们生活里头，我们是不是也有那种不必要的害怕？
Let us ask ourselves if we have these groundless fears in our lives.
我们的神，我们所拜的神，他远远的大过我们所有的害怕。
The God that we worship is greater than all that we fear.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's refer to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6.
第六节。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
在生活当中，有时候我们真的会发觉说，最可怕的是什么？最可怕的是人。
What we fear most in our life is man.
但是这里神给我们应许。
But God gives us a promise here.
说他是帮助我们的，我们必定不惧怕。
He is our helper, will not fear.
最可怕的人是最可怕的，但是人能够把我们怎么样呢？
Even though man is what we fear the most, what can a man do to us?
是的，以扫带着四百个壮丁迎面而来。
Yes, Esau was bringing 400 people against him.
不是只有以扫一个，还加上四百个人。
It was not Esau by himself, but 400 more.
但是却是一个很感人、很温馨的见面。
But we see that the final encounter was very warm and moving.
神既然会出面阻挡拉班，如果以扫真的是要来害雅各，神也可以出面来阻挡他的。
If God Himself appeared to Laban to keep him from harming Jacob, wouldn't God also have appeared to protect Jacob against Esau?
所以什么是我们对神的信心？
What is our faith towards God?
我们不但相信他会给我们恩典。
It is not only to believe that God will give us grace.
我们也相信他带给我们每一天的保护。
We also believe that He protects us every day.
所以我们人的弱点是什么？
What is man's weakness?
人的矛盾是什么？
What is man's shortcoming?
我们常常该怕的我们没有去怕。
It is that we do not fear what we ought to fear.
不用怕的我们偏偏去怕。
Yet we fear what we don't need to fear.
我们要敬畏神，我们要怕神。
We should worship God and fear God.
对人其实我们是不用那样紧张那样害怕的。
We need not fear or be worried about man.
所以我们要在意的是我们跟神的关系是怎样。
What we should care about is our relationship with God.
我们最后请看马太福音第十章。
Finally, let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
马太福音十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
二十八节，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把我们身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，真要怕他。
And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
这给我们一个很好的提醒。
This is a good reminder.
啊，我们要敬畏神。
We are to fear and worship God.
啊，用对的方法来做对的事情。
Let us use the right method to do the right actions.
啊，不但目标要对，过程也要对。
Not only must the end be the correct one, but the means must also be the right one.
啊，如何让我们的过程是对的？
How do we choose the right method?
啊，我们总是很努力的，照着圣经给我们的原则，神给我们的教训来进行我们所要做的事情。
It is by diligently following the biblical principles and the guidance of God.
啊，一个没有害怕的人生就是一个幸福的人生。
A life without fear is a life with happiness and joy.
啊，在神的恩典里头，真的。有很多是不必要的惧怕。
In God's grace, there are many groundless fears.
啊，愿我们这样子的啊，互相的提醒啊，让我们更能够过着一个没有惧怕的生活。
By this mutual encouragement, let us have a life without fear.
我们一起唱诗271首。
Let us sing hymn 271.
起来做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
啊，像主耶稣的门徒一样，我们求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
Like Jesus' disciples, let us ask God to add to our faith.
啊，让我们啊不但相信他的恩典，我们也相信他的保护。
Let us not only believe in God's grace, but also in His protection.
啊，不要让这种不必要的惧怕存在我们生活里头。
Let us not allow these groundless fears to be a part of our lives.
啊，这样我们的生活啊才会健康，才会幸福。
Then our lives will be joyful and healthy.
啊，在我们祷告里头，我们请继续为啊 Helen 和姐妹啊跟魏秀静姐妹祷告。
In our prayer, let us remember Sister Helen and Sister Wei.
啊，求主耶稣能够施恩怜悯他们。
May God give them grace and mercy.
啊，求主耶稣加添他们的力量。
And may God add to their strength.
啊，求主耶稣加添他们的信心。
May God add to their faith.
啊，那我们啊祷告的时候啊要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们都可以到前面来。
If those and during our prayer, if those who like the laying of hands, please come to the front.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.